Blue Boogie is a total of 24 measures long. Here are its first four measures. What is particularly noticeable about boogies is a repeating left-hand pattern, sometimes called an ostinato, which is just basically a pattern that repeats over and over again. And of course, you'll change the notes based upon the chord, but the pattern for the chord stays the same. So the first pattern we have down here for the C chord is this. Now on the left hand, this is the C, two below middle C with finger five, and the G above that with finger one. We'll play those together twice. Then we'll play the D sharp in between them with finger three, and then play the E right above that with finger two. So that's the pattern we have. And that's what we do for the C chord. When we go to the other chords, of course, we'll move the hand, but we'll keep that same pattern. So we start off with this pattern for the first four measures in the left hand. Right hand, we have the G above middle C with finger three. So this will hit when the left hand plays the two C's together. Then when the left hand goes to the D sharp with finger three, I want the right hand to play the E below the G it just played. Then right hand come back up and play the G by itself. After that, left hand play the E with your second finger. So measure one is this. So you can hear the right hand is hitting that G in between the beats of the D sharp and E on beats three and four. For measure two, we have this. So the left hand will hit the C and G together by itself. Then the right hand will play the G by itself. Left hand play your C and G together. Then right hand step down to F with finger two. Then when the left hand goes to the D sharp with finger three, right hand I want you to play the E below the F you're currently holding down using finger one. Then step up to the F and up to the G while the left hand plays the E under finger two. So measure two is this. So you can hear the left hand is staying on beat, and it's the right hand that is giving us a syncopation. So here are just measures one and two again. Now measures three and four are the same thing that we did for measures one and two. So that gets us through the first four measures. Let's take a look at the next four.